Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by LMCU. We are super excited, as always, on today's episode. I get to sit down with Cody Tim, our branch manager of our Leonard branch, to learn a little bit more about our financial wellness opportunities and some of the ways that our volunteers are getting into the community. Cody has been a council member of our financial wellness, as well as our DEIB council here, and with 8 years of experience at LMCU, he brings the passion and the joy every single day. So super excited for you to tune in. Here we go. Well, thank you, Cody, again, for joining us today on Wallet Wisdom. And I'll tell you, this is just one of our favorite topics as we get to talk about how we get to get into our communities, the way that we serve. You know, we talk a lot about this on the podcast as well, of just the ways that we show up in our communities and how we can continue to leverage volunteerism and be able to really show how a credit union is more than just a financial institution. It's really that life, you know, blood, if you will, that heartbeat of our community. So we're excited to have you on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So let's just kind of dive right in. So, you know, one of the areas I know that you are really plugged into is when we're talking about our financial reality fairs, yeah. Right? And so I would love for listeners to get a chance to just hear a little bit more about what those are and kind of what's involved with those.
Yeah. So it's quite exciting, actually. It takes a group of us from LMCU and actually drops us into high schools. It allows us to walk through an entire simulated reality experience of what it's like to go through an entire month of finances in just a couple of hours. So they get to make decisions from, I'm going to buy a car, or do I need a new TV? Am I going to live with a roommate? Down to something simple as, do I have enough money at the end of the month to go to yoga or to buy something to go on a hike? It's giving these students an experience that they're not going to typically have until they hit the real world, right? I know, I don't know about you, but for me, after I got out of college, I was like, okay, so this is life. And then all of the bills start to roll in and you're like, I don't know how to do this, right? So we're hopefully setting them up for success by giving them, you know, a little bit of a taste before they actually hit this is happening in real life.
For sure. Well, yeah. And, you know, I think about too, you know, I'm of that age where the financial like classes that we took through high school did not include very much of understanding how to be a better budgeter, right? Or understanding where credit cards really can get you into some trouble if you're not careful, especially as someone new getting into finances, like many 18-year-olds and, you know, in their early 20s, you know, that's where we tend to see a lot of the data show how people can get caught up in debt. Because next thing you know, you got a card that gives you $10,000 and you don't realize, wow, I'm going to have to pay that back too.
Yeah.
And so those kind of, you know, simulations, I think, can really open the eyes for a lot of students to realize what they need to, or I guess what goes into budgeting, you know?
I think it's impactful. I took an accounting class in high school and I loved it. It was a really cool experience, but even one of our end year scenarios is you are a CEO running a Fortune 500 and you have 10,000 employees. And while, yes, I want to imagine one day I would be running a Fortune 500 company and have 10,000 employees, the harsh reality is most of us won't. And I just need to figure out what the difference between APR and APY was and how to balance a checkbook and understanding what my credit report looks like.
Yeah.
And for the simulation, it walks through all of that. They're given a job. They're given a year's salary. They're taught what the difference between their net and their gross is. Wow. And then they're shown, here's what your credit score is. Can you tell us what this score means and how you got here?
Yeah.
We're giving them real life scenarios and tools because before too long, they're going to be in the real world needing to know what these things are. They're going to be buying cars or at the mall, and they're going to be told, I can save you 10% if you sign up for this card. And while, yes, cards are good, there is also a risk if you don't understand what they are and how they work.
Absolutely. In fact, we had a few episodes back in our library, if you will, where we talked a little bit about how even those department cards, they can be quite predatory, you know, in that, the percentage off is exciting in the moment.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the right questions to ask, like what's the API or APY or the APR on this, you're going to find out it's 30, 40%. Yeah. And so for every dollar spent, you're giving away 50 cents of it almost. And so you start to then do the math and you're like, whoa, that you know, you never want to carry a balance there. And then you also question, like, why would they put that so high? And so it is, I think, important for these younger, you know, this next generation coming up to have that better understanding of our finances. So, you know, Cody, I want to learn a little bit more about, you know, why did you choose to kind of get into this and volunteer in this? So, you know, where did that kind of start stirring, if you will?
Yeah. So give back to me is already really important. I spend a lot of time in our community just because I love it. But when I start looking at kids, especially being in my role for as long as I've been here, we go through scenarios and we talk about lending and we see these applicants come in that are 18 years old. And there's just such a gap in knowledge. Yeah. So when we start talking about how can we start to fix these things, you know, right out the gate, it's we need to get into schools. We need to start talking to these kids before they're able to have some of these cards so they know what to look for. It's important that we get ahead of, you know, some of these conversations and that before it gets too crazy.
Yeah,
right?
No
before
kidding.
There are thousands of dollars in debt. So it's important for me to be able to give back. And the fact that I have the financial knowledge to support it just makes it easier.
Well, and just the, how much you are invested into our communities with, again, the nonprofit councils that you sit on as well. And just how you show up in the community as a branch manager, I know that's a big portion or a big part of what you get to do is to continue to build those networks and continue to build those relationships. You know, what has been, I guess, you know, some of the exciting walkaways from these reality fairs that you see, you know, whether it's, you know, are the students and what they're saying, or even the feedback from the teachers, you know, what's some of that you've gotten?
So I first want to go back and something that you said, I thought that was really impactful is like the way that we engage in our communities. I think it's so important that we start with the core of that, right? It's not just my role here at LMCU. It's who LMCU is as a whole, right? Our culture is to serve the communities that we reside inside of.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that LMCU allows us to do this and they encourage us to be part of our community is so impactful. It's huge. My takeaway is when we sit down at the end of these reality fairs and we go into like a counselor mode and we start reviewing their budgets and if there were ways that they could have maybe tweaked a couple of things or not spent money. And we look at their savings goal that they had. Some kids, they don't hit that goal, and it's okay because it's not real money yet. One day it will be real money.
Yeah.
But those kids that hit these goals and they have an extra $200 to $300, the statistic is crazy. Right now, I think it's something like there's 40% of Americans that don't have an extra $400 if something were to happen.
Yeah.
So the fact that these kids are having a takeaway, they're living through an entire month, they have a budget, they have a salary, and they're able to recoup some of that. It means that we are not going to allow these young adults who are going to be full-grown adults contributing to society in the next couple of years to be part of that statistic.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about how, you know, you want to continue to build that generational wealth for everyone, I think one of the root causes to build that is education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's so easy to say, but you don't know what you don't know, right?
Yeah.
And so to know that we are entering into these communities and into these schools, and like I was saying earlier, you know, I wish that I would have had something like that, right? In my high school. And that, you know, I was still learning how to write a check. Whereas nowadays, it's how do you check your online banking and understanding? Not to say that, you know, the basic knowledge of balancing a checkbook and all that. But who's doing that as much anymore? And for those listening that do, I love you to death. But, you know, I think as we see where technology is taking us and how we're making it even easier, like, again, our LMCU budget tools, you know, being able to go in and have those things tethering into your own accounts and how we keep leveraging technology, I think is really a big part of who we are. You know?
I agree.
So I guess looking ahead, you know, what are some more opportunities that you and the council are looking at with the financial wellness team to keep kind of getting into those communities and serving even more people?
Yeah, I always think that it's really, really important to engage with as many of our community leaders as we can, right? The more that we show up, the more that we are part of the conversation, the more that we can start advocating for these students. Like you said, they don't know what they don't know. Right. There is only typically one class. There's a personal finance class that not every school even has. But if we can come in and be that expert to help support that educator in that moment, why wouldn't we? So for us, it really is just being a face, getting out there and letting our community members know that this is something that we offer. It's something that we're happy to do. We will provide all of the resources and the tools. That's what we're here for. But we want to make it just so it's part of the everyday conversation. It's not this thing that's scary to talk about.
Yeah.
Money can be very, very personal, but it shouldn't be scary.
Yes, I agree. And I think, too, we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast as well of, you know, as much as finances are personal, that's where we're kind of like your doctor's office. We're here for those checkups. You know, you go to your doctor and you've got to tell them, you know, where the pain is at or where the problem is stemming from. And sometimes that's personal. But at the same time, it's that trusted advisor or that trusted person that's really got your back. And, you know, I think that it's always one of those things we talk about encouraging more people to maybe step outside of your comfort zone if need be to talk through these financing situations, these questions that you have. Again, it's another extension of why we do this podcast. Yeah. You know, I think about the financial wellness as just an overall umbrella here at LMCU. Yeah. And Wallet Wisdom is just another, you know, plug into that whole system, if you will, or that whole approach to helping people understand how to better, you know, manage their finances. Now, I do want to ask you, so beyond just going into these schools in the high school setting, we also, I know, have a partnership with the Junior Achievement team as well.
Yeah.
And they also have some options. Could you tell me a little bit more about what that experience is like?
Yeah, so Junior Achievement is great. I've been able to be there and support a couple different times, and it's such a cool experience. So they have BizTown. BizTown is like a small town. Yeah. There is a city hall. There's multiple businesses. You can even find a mini version of LMCU inside of it, which is pretty cool.
It is.
It's pretty wonderful. But we have these kids come in as low graded, I think, is they have like fourth, fifth graders that roll in. And they get to run a city for a day. They get to run all of these businesses, whether it is an LMCU or there's a Gordon Food Service there. But there's all of these small businesses where these students get to come in and run them. They get to see what it's like to run a business, to manage a book, and to function a business, sell products, to do deposits at the credit union. It's pretty cool. It's giving them, again, that experience into what life is going to be like in another 10 years when they graduate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we've talked about it before too, is, you know, part of my role is also managing our media and the video side of things. And so we've had a chance to go and capture some really fun video of those events at BizTown as well. And just to see all these young kids running around and, you know, these little mini CEOs of these businesses. And I'll tell you that it is absolutely adorable in that space. I mean, everything, it looks like a little mini version of all of these different places, whether it's, you know, Chick-fil-A or Gordon Foods, or like you said, LMCU's branch. Yeah. It really does kind of give a flair of what you would see if you went into one of our branches. So,
and these kids take it serious.
Yeah.
I have seen a kid in a full-blown suit, tie, and he's the CEO. He steps up to the podium. He welcomes all of the people in.
That's amazing.
It is pretty great to see that they're really – it's not just a scenario for them.
Yeah.
It's something that is real. It's tangible. They can put their hands on it. They can touch product, from down to touching fake cash and doing those deposits.
Yeah.
It is real for all of them. And they take it very serious. And it's pretty cool to see.
It is. Well, yeah. And I think it's such a great way to also leverage another form of education where it's hands-on. It's very much object lesson-y. And you can really feel like you are really going through that and feeling that. And so the way that it's just brought to life is, I think, a big testament of, again, all the volunteers. Again, the BizTown and also all of these financial reality fairs, it can't be done without volunteers like yourself. And so, you know, you know, a huge shout out again to all of our volunteers that help out in these areas as well. You know, on average, you know, what does that look like? What does it take from our side in the volunteerism that is required to really kind of go out and pull these off?
Yeah. So it really just depends on what that event is. When we do the LMCU takeover at BizTown, it's on average 30 to 40 people
wow.
that we pull from branches, our back office, or, you know, some of our other business units to come out and support. So
yeah.
it can be a lot of staff, but we love it. And that's why we do what we do. When we get into some of our school settings, it's usually two of us that are out. But when we do things like our financial wellness reality fairs, those things can pull anywhere between 16 to 20 of us out for several hours at a time, sometimes all day.
Yeah.
So they have back-to-back or different segments that they do so that we can make the most impact.
Absolutely.
Right? Get the most students in that day.
That's so cool. And I think it's also a great way to engage our staff
yeah.
to be able to get outside of maybe their day-to-day routine and to really show up, like we say, in our communities and
yeah.
and to be that extension of LMCU in our community.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to run kind of rewind a little bit to the actual financial reality fairs. You mentioned that everyone gets a job. So I wanted to dive into what kind of jobs are we talking here? Because, I mean, it's a whole nother world these days.
It
like YouTubers, there's
yeah.
like, you know,
so I don't
soccer
think,
players.
I don't think I've ever seen social media influencers, although they could be in the mix.
Right?
I've seen doctors, lawyers, counselors, policemen, a
yeah.
military career, down to a farmer.
Yeah.
Which is great. I grew up on 400 acres, so yay to the farmers.
That's right.
I always, the kids are always so surprised when they get to see like what their job is going to be because they don't get to pick. We
yeah.
pass them out at random. And it's, I think it's more impactful that way.
Yes.
So you see some of these people that have a little bit lower salaries and they're like, how am I going to make this work?
Yeah.
And we say with strategic spending.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk through what that is and how we make these dollars spread a little bit further. Maybe you don't buy a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have to buy something that's gently used, right?
Right.
Maybe we can't go out and buy that brand new phone. Maybe we have to get something that's refurbished. And then we save and save and save to
now,
get what you
do
want.
Do you find that sometimes that's the bigger challenge to get that wrap their head around those things? You know, because I just think about my own general, you know, usage.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And, you know, you're scrolling through and there's so many things on social media and on the internet
yeah.
that really kind of can make you feel like, oh man, you got to keep up with the Joneses and I need
yeah.
this fancy thing and the most recent thing. And there's definitely a lot of that, like materialism, if you will, that we see
yeah.
in a lot of places. And I know that the younger generation, they're on those platforms even more than
yeah.
me, that kind of trying to reconcile the two, right? I see what all these other influencers and other people have.
Yeah.
I want that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you bring in this kind of a scenario or this kind of a simulation, if you will,
yeah.
and they start to recognize, oh, maybe it's not as easy as it looks. So yeah, has there been, you know, some of those struggles in helping students through that?
Yeah, I think I can own this. I'm very much an instant gratification human.
Yes.
If I'm shopping and it's like, it'll be here in 3 days. I'm like, I don't want it. I want it today.
Yeah.
So I can kind of align with that, right? They're like, it's on the website. I can buy it and have it shipped and have it here. You know, technology really has made things so much easier.
For
but
sure.
in a way, shopping and spending has also become one of those things that is a good, but also can be a negative, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's when we're done with the simulation and we get to sit down with them and we're truly digging into their finances and we are saying, okay, listen, you want to have a house one day. You want to buy all of these things. Can you make it work with how you're currently spending?
Mm.
And if those people are going way negative, I mean, I've seen people $3,000 negative after
sure.
one of these things because they bought top of the line everything, brand new vehicles. And we start to say this scenario is to help shape your life for the future. It is a tool,
mm-hmm.
right? We're giving a resource to the students of today so that you can be the leaders of tomorrow. If we don't build these resources and these skills now, it's going to be harder as you get older. I know that we see that with a lot of our adults that come into our branches is as we're sitting down and we're doing like credit coaching and we're talking through what we're seeing on their credit files. It's decisions that were made 5 to 10 years ago that are still impacting them now. It's the biggest tool that I think I tell my 18-year-olds when they're in my branch and they're asking, should I get a credit card? I'm like, okay. You have baby credit only once. And after your baby credit time is over, then it starts to become big. It can take years to fix the damage that you do in the first 6 months of having a new line of credit as an 18-year-old. And we make sure that that very much is a point to them, right? You need to make good payments. You don't need to spend more than 30% of the total balance. So a lot of it is that coaching. It's that repetitive. I think the rule of thumb is you have to hear something 7 times for it to stick. As many times as we can say, it is important that we talk about your finances. It is important you keep these things top of mind. I think it's going to sink in. It's starting to sink in. Our students love these classes. The feedback that we get is amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's also important for those that are listening to also remember where that source of truth is coming from too. There's a lot of great financial advice that is out there that we absolutely endorse and we support.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of that advice and kind of information that's out there that's maybe not as realistic and maybe not as sound advice. And so I think it's always important for those that are tuning in to just make sure that you verify and make sure you know that where you're getting that information, that source is really a good source of truth and that it's not necessarily for other ulterior motives as well, you know? As we're kind of wrapping up, I did want to ask you too, when we look at financial wellness as a whole, what other ways can listeners kind of learn about how they can get plugged in? Whether that's, the simulation, obviously that's going to be available for some of our younger, community members, but even just as far as like what we offer in our branches when it comes to financial wellness and how we support our community that way too.
Yeah, I would say if you have questions about your finances, stop in and see any of us in the branch. It doesn't matter. I tell my members all the time, even my non-members, I've had people that aren't members of LMCU and have stopped in with questions, and we're more than happy to help. Our job is to make sure that the communities are safe and their money is safe and that they're doing what is best for them financially. Yeah. We can obviously guide them. We can't tell them what to do. But at the end of the day, it really just comes down to LMC wants to see all of these individuals succeed. Yeah. So the resources will give you whatever you need. If it's a credit conversation to where we're looking at your credit file, or it's, I have all of this debt and I don't know what to do. We can start looking at refinance options, or we can explore a plethora of different things in order to try and get you out of that debt.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what we're here for. So stop into the branches, go to our website, figure out how you can connect with us. If there's teachers that are listening to this, reach out so that we can come into your classrooms and start talking with your kids. Yes. It's so important to have the conversations
Absolutely.
Early.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I appreciate again all of the ways that we can show up for our community and incoming. I wish I would have thought about that a lot earlier in my life and my financial life, because I do think about how I had this one time where I thought, I've got 3 cards. I'm paying, $50 on here and there every month. But I got 3 of those separate cards. Well, why don't I just consolidate it all onto just one, so I only have a 1 payment? It may sound logical until I realized that by doing that, I went over that 50% threshold. And then I saw my credit score start to tank because of it. And so there may be some ideas that you have out there that makes logical sense, but that's where giving us a call, or honestly, again, like we talk about, whether it's at LMCU or if it's at your own financial institution, if you're tuning in from somewhere else, call them. They should help you. They should absolutely be able to help you. And again, if you're not getting anywhere and you're in one of our communities and areas, then stop into LMCU. We'd love to just share a conversation about that. So, you know, Cody, again, I so appreciate your passion and just the love that you have for this community and just to help others continue to grow and become even smarter with their finances. Because like we were saying earlier, that compounds into the next generation and the next generation. And I think when we all are a lot more in tune with our finances and it's not as scary, it becomes a lot easier to navigate some of the more complicated parts of financing. So
thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. I love to have these types of conversations. So thank you for allowing me to come out.
Absolutely. We'll have to have you on again too, because again, Cody is involved with so many things beyond even just this, whether that's again, our DEIB council and just helping people feel like they belong here. But beyond that, just all of your amazing leadership in the branch as well. So if you are in the Leonard area, be sure to stop by and say hi to Cody at his branch as well. So Cody, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, a big shout out to Cody and all of his amazing passion that he brings. Again, if you're interested in learning more about how to get involved in our financial wellness tools, as well as just new ways to think about your own finances, you can be sure to stop by our branch or go to lmcu.org. Also, be sure to hit the subscribe button and ring the bell so you can learn about new episodes and when they land. Also, we're on Facebook, Instagram, we're on Twitter, LinkedIn. So be sure to find us there on our socials and engage with us. So we can't wait to talk more, and we'll see you on the next one.